KORN News Radio Sports on this Tuesday, December 16th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Associated Press has released its All-American football team featuring four Ohio State players among 10 first-team picks from the Big Ten Conference. Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza, a first-team All-American. Also a defensive back, Caleb Downs of Ohio State. He's a repeat selection and also the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. The team includes players from 18 different schools, with seven from college football playoff teams. Meanwhile, Navy, Western Kentucky, and Hawaii have first-team All-American selections for the first time in decades. Another bowl game tonight, the second of the college football bowl season. It'll be Jacksonville State taking on Troy at 8 o'clock Central Time on ESPN. It is the Salute to Veterans Bowl. Also coming up tomorrow, two bowl games on Wednesday. South Florida takes on Old Dominion at 4 o'clock at the Cure Bowl. And then Delaware versus Louisiana, 7:30 tomorrow night at the 68 Ventures Bowl. Both of those games on ESPN. It is also the NBA Cup Finals tonight, the third annual. It'll be shown only on Amazon Prime Video from Las Vegas as the New York Knicks represent the Eastern Conference. They take on the San Antonio Spurs from the Western Conference, a rematch of the 1999 NBA Finals. NBA Cup is tonight at 7:30. Also, top 25 college basketball on ESPN. Number 20 Tennessee hosts number 11 Louisville. That'll be at 6 o'clock. NBA from last night, five games on the schedule. Dallas rookie Cooper Flagg set an NBA record, scored more points than any 18-year-old in league history. Flagg finished with 42 last night, but Dallas would still lose to Utah 140-133. Flagg topped the previous mark for an 18-year-old. That was set by LeBron James when he scored 37 points back in December of 2003. Denver's Nikola Jokic had his NBA-leading 12th triple-double of the season last night as the Nuggets would defeat Houston 128-125 in overtime in a matchup of two of the top three teams in the Western Conference. Jokic had 39 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists. Detroit's Cade Cunningham had a double-double of 32 points and 10 rebounds as the Pistons beat the Boston Celtics 112-105. Jaylen Brown led Boston in the loss with 34 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. Pistons improved their Eastern Conference best record to 21-5. Toronto snapped a four-game losing streak of beating Miami 106-96. The Heat have lost 5 in a row. And Memphis beat the Clippers 121-103. Major League Baseball, some signings from yesterday. Shortstop Ha-Seong Kim returning to Atlanta on a one-year deal worth $20 million. The 30-year-old from South Korea declined a $16 million player option. He signed a two-year deal with Tampa Bay in February worth $29 million. Kim often injured last season. And relief pitcher Edwin Diaz will not receive all of his $69 million from the Dodgers until 2047 with the closer's contract, raising deferred payment obligations for the Dodgers. Dodgers now owe nine players more than $1 billion in deferred payments over the next two decades. As part of his three-year deal announced on Friday, Diaz will get a $9 million signing bonus payable February 1st. He'll receive a $14 million salary next year, $23 million in each of the following two seasons, as the Dodgers will defer $4.5 million of his salary annually for the next 20-plus years.